Generation Alpha, that is those who are aged around about 15 and under, rely more on family and friends than they do on online influencers and digital communities, according to new research. It was done by 10AO, and Gilles Lefebvre from there explained a bit more about what they found and what it could mean for future generations' relationship with social media.
What we have taken away from this study is that because of the improvement in the trust of relationships with kind of real people, with their siblings, with their parents, with their teachers, you could take away some kind of some good feelings around the future of society, around potentially moving away from just trusting what people read online and what they read in adverts, and putting more store in what they hear from people they actually know. A very interesting dichotomy we have here is just as we're at the kind of the precipice of an AI revolution, are the youngest generation in society beginning to shy away from digital sources altogether, which would make for a very fascinating kind of culture and society in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, Chloe Combi is a writer and author of Generation Z, Their Voices, Their Lives. It is Z, not Z, by the way, if you're in Generation Z. She's also writing a book on Gen A out this year. And Professor David Ellis is Professor of Behavioural Scientists at the University of Bath. Morning, both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Chloe, I was surprised by this. I feel like my Gen A children look online for absolutely everything nowadays, but you're not surprised at all.
No, I'm not. And I think obviously there's a couple of things going on. Obviously, Gen A or Gen Alpha, what you want to call them, are obviously still very, you know, heavily involved in online and online tribes. But I think there's a couple of things going on that are key to this. I think number one, they have parents who are much more aware of the life completely lived on screen and a childhood and teen years lived on screen and the damage that can do. So they're putting far more limitations on that. And I think having much more honest conversations about the consequences of a life lived online. I think the second thing is there's nothing cool about the online world. There's no, I think, you know, for Gen Z, even 10 or 15 years ago, there were elements of kind of sort of counterculture. And there was, you know, there was a cachet about it, but there isn't that for generation. It's so everyday life. And I think the third thing is that they're much more selective now about the spaces they spend. So yeah, they do spend time online, but they're much more loyal to specific spaces. So the sort of digital behaviour of Generation A compared to Generation Z is transforming really fast and quite profoundly.
Yeah, and Professor David Ellis, how much of that, because I suppose it's about proportion, isn't it? How much of that digital world impacts on the real world life of Generation Alpha?
Well, I mean, like us all, it's very difficult to separate them because, you know, our online and offline lives kind of intertwine with each other. I mean, I think it's very positive in a way that the result of this, although it's worth remembering that it's just asked this group of young people, it hasn't compared that to other groups of young people. And I think the other thing I would say is that from a cultural perspective, it's quite common where one generation sees what the generation before it did and doesn't want to do that again. And we're probably seeing that shift here where younger generations are looking at what's there and thinking, do you know what, this might not be for us, but they'll probably make something else instead. I don't think the digital world's going to go anywhere.
Yeah. And Chloe, just as a final thought, we've got about a minute or so left. Obviously, the parents of Gen A children are from an entirely different generation. They look at things a different way, and they are probably quite frustrated and slightly nervous about how much time their kids spend online. What would you say to them?
I think there's a sort of positivity, but I think the thing, rather than be punitive and say we're going to ban phones and throw them out, share the reasons that you're doing that. And I think that actually sharing information about the consequences of digital addiction and absorption is far more effective with young people than just saying this is a punitive ban, because that makes it more attractive.
And there are more younger people who are selling that idea. I saw a sort of youngish, early 20s influencer the other day sending content towards 13, 14, 15-year-olds saying, don't spend your life online, do something else.
No, absolutely. Because Generation Z have kind of been the unwitting participants of a digital experiment that's damaged them. They're really paying it forward to Generation Alpha and saying, don't fall into the same traps, make the same mistakes that we did. And that's fantastic, that kind of generational good modelling.
It is really interesting. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it. Chloe Combi and Professor David Ellis.